Well, it's your boy, JT Thompson, man. We back at it, gym talk today. Everybody been wanting me to bring up a nice topic about the gym, working out, and dieting. And you all know I love to think outside the box. I'm not just going to talk about dieting, you know, and working out. We definitely got episodes for that, trust me. But however, I've been noticing a random thing on social media. You know, a lot of women are making posts about guys staring at them in the gym. And we're going to get into this today. Yeah, buddy, we're going to get into this conversation today. Some of you may agree with me, and some of you may not. Some of you may not even like me no more after this conversation, but hey. That's why it's called a friendly conversation. We can all debate about it and go back and have a cup of coffee and just kick it. But, yeah, man. So, let's go ahead and get into this. You know, we got women and I feel that, first off, let me start off by saying a woman should wear what she want to wear to the gym. A man should be able to wear what he want to wear to the gym. However, if people look at you and people stare at you, it doesn't always mean that it's a bad thing or they're just gawking at you. It's just, I believe, in my perspective, they're looking at something that they can never probably achieve to get to. A man looking at a woman is, let's just keep it real, he's like, this woman is gorgeous. And he probably can't stop looking for a minute because he's just like, dang, she bad. He don't know how to approach that type of woman. And let's just keep it real, ladies. I'm going to start with y'all first. Come on now, man. Come on now. I mean, y'all got to keep it real for one moment. Y'all got to keep it real. Y'all ran these tight spandex. And some of y'all got booties that's way too big for these spandex. Then some of y'all got booties that's just fitting the spandex so perfect. And then y'all be like, he shouldn't be looking at me. What do you mean? What do you mean? For real? That's like me, and I'm not claiming to be Arnold Schwarzenegger or nobody. You know, I got a nice, you know, I got a pretty decent physique. But that's like me wearing muscle tops all day long. And I know for a fact, if I go in the gym and I put on a muscle top, I could turn a good 6 or 7 heads. But I'm not going to sit up here and be like, well, why they're looking at me? Oh, like I have on gym. I mean, what are they looking at me for? Oh, my God. You know, it's just like, you got to look in the mirror sometime when you leave the crib. You know, it's like if I put on my posing trunks. You know, my posing trunks is for me to pose and practice before I get on stage. If I get on stage with posing trunks, everybody's going to look. You know, but if I'm in the gym with posing trunks on doing deadlifts and squats in them, people going to look at me and be like, either he crazy. And then some of the women going to be like, oh, okay, all right. You know, and they going to sit there and look. I mean, but for real, we got to get off of this. Everybody's looking at me. If you don't want nobody looking at you, you got to wear. I mean, I know y'all going to disagree with me on this, but you got to tone it down a little bit. I ain't saying you got to wear baggy stuff, women, because I know what y'all going to say. They're baggy. I can't do squats in them. I can't do that. And they're just uncomfortable. Well, you got to find a comfort zone, because y'all wearing stuff that's gripping y'all butt. And thighs and y'all inner thighs, and then y'all be looking like, well, why is he looking at me? Really? Then you want to wear a little gym top with the stomach out. I mean, come on now. And then some of y'all can get away with it because y'all got a body out of this world. So yeah, people are gonna look at you. Yes, they're gonna look at you. Then some of y'all wearing it and it's like y'all ain't even made for that. Like y'all wearing this stuff and it's like, come on now, man. Come on now. I mean, come on now. And we tend to protect that type of situation. Well, they could wear what they wanted. Well, you shouldn't be looking at them, and you shouldn't be. What do you mean? I mean, that they just caught my attention. Especially if you come in here and you know you ain't got no business with this type of outfit on, and you have caught my attention in a way. It's like, okay, man, for real, bro. And I know y'all probably like, why would he say something? That is so mean. It's not mean. That's like if I come up in there once again, with my posing trunks on, and you know, dudes, I caught dudes' attention and some women's attention. Like, oh man, is he for real? Like, seriously, we ain't here to work out and focus. And I can tell, well, I'm here to focus too. I mean, you know, I got my posing. I can see all of my quad with my posing trunks on. I can use that dumb analogy. And you'd be sitting up here using some fake analogy because I want attention. You know, and dudes, let me get on y'all for a minute. Fellas, come on now. Come on now. Sometimes y'all come into the gym all the way wrong, dog. It's like do-rags, cut-off gym shorts. Y'all looking like y'all just don't give a damn sometime. And, you know, then you got dudes who want to wear spandex like girls, you know, because they're doing the running thing. You know, they're runners. Or either they're trying to, like, really get into their squats and they want to. It's like, okay, man. It's like there's a comfort zone for all of this, fellas. You know, you either out of shape and you wearing something you know you ain't got no business wearing. You know, you out of shape, but you got on the tank top. Yeah, come on, man. You know, get it together first. And I know I sound wrong for this, but I'm going off what people are going to look at. It's like seeing Rick Ross come up in there with his shirt off. Like, yeah, I'm about to work out. You know a lot of people is going to stare at that. And I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying it because people are going to look at that and be like, come on, man. Is he for real? And then let's say if The Rock comes in the gym with his shirt off and he's like, I'm about to work out. You know the women. Come on, ladies. You know you're going to look. And you're going to stand there for a minute and continue to look. Yeah, it's going to be some fellas looking like, man, I wish I could look like that. You know, so come on now. I think we took this people looking at me to a whole different level where it's not even really important. If you in the gym and you getting your workout in and you coming in there to focus, that's what all of this is about. It's about focusing. Not focusing before you leave the house on how tight your spandex is, or for the fellas, you know, what I got on. Is the women going to look at me if I had this on? Instead of wearing stuff that we know people are going to, you know, let's go focus. Throw on some jogging pants, throw on a sweatshirt, and let's go focus. Let's go focus, man. And I think people are not focused enough because of what they're seeing in the gym. Now, however, y'all, hey, look, this is just a general conversation. I'm just having a conversation. I'm just kicking it. I just want to get people's other opinion on it. That's all. My opinion is I think people need to focus more instead of worried about what they actually wearing to the gym and if we're cute in the gym. I think we just need to stop looking on how cute we look in the gym. You know, it does these jogging pants look good with these shoes, or does these spandex look good, you know, if I pull them up this way? And come on now, let's tone it down and let's focus. Let's focus on getting our physiques in shape. I think we're focusing on too much other things other than the task at hand. And then for the guys that's in there looking at these females, y'all got to focus too. Because on the behalf of the females, we know that they got it on. Sometimes, you know, you got to use your peripheral, man. You know, you just can't just sit there and gawk at a woman and just look. You got to use your peripheral. You got to put yourself in a position. I hate to say it, but you got to put yourself in a position where it's like, okay, I can see. Without them seeing, I can see. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're going to do it, you know, and women, y'all got to do the same thing. You see some dude up in there cock diesel, you can't be just staring at him like that. You know, but dudes don't care about that. Dudes be like, bet, she looking? Let me do some more reps. Let me keep her staring. But for y'all, you know, y'all feel uncomfortable. So women, if you feel uncomfortable, wear something that you don't have to worry about that going on. Because at the end of the day, technically, we all know that spandex is like for yoga class, the high intense cardio class for all women. Normally it'd be a class with all women with that on, so nobody feels uncomfortable. But when y'all come to the gym floor, y'all should be able to put some jogging pants on top of that and work out. You know, why would you come in the gym? Y'all, I mean, I gotta ask y'all a question, women. Y'all know these dudes gonna look, man. I'm almost irritated with myself. Like, I gotta defend myself for a minute. I'm not in there looking at y'all. I'm a bodybuilder. I gotta focus on my physique. You know, if I see a woman walking in there with a, you know, some pair of spandex on and her body look good, I'm gonna take a glance and I'm gonna keep going. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, she hot, man. You know, she bad. And I'm gonna keep going. But y'all know when y'all put that stuff on, dude. Come on, y'all so cold with the spandex. Y'all wear them out in the public. Like, this is an outfit. And y'all know this is showing y'all booty. Y'all know this is showing y'all thighs and everything else. Y'all know this is showing that. Y'all don't care. Y'all want that attention. And I really do feel, to a certain degree, y'all want that type of attention. But when the attention come to you, you be like, oh my God. Oh my God. What? Look at him staring at me. Oh my God, what's wrong with him? Is he a pervert? No, he's not a pervert. And let me take that back. He might be a pervert, but he's not a pervert in a sense of because he's staring at you. You know, it's because he's looking at you because of what you got on. How many dudes go to the mall and see a fine woman and just be like, oh, she's fine. He turn around and break his neck and keep going. But you know, and the same for y'all women. Y'all walk in and see a dude looking like Idris Elders. I'm like, oh my God. And he's smelling good. And you're, oh my God, look at him. You been and broke your neck. But we just all have to focus at the end of the day. This whole thing is about focusing, getting in the gym, getting yourself in shape. It's not about all this how I'm looking. And if I wear this, who gonna look at me? And all this craziness, man. All right. So that's the discussion. Y'all can feel free to leave me an inbox on facebook.com/JT Thompson, on my Instagram, and let's talk about this, man. I'm gonna even make a video chat on this one. I'm gonna have to do a video series on this one too, so y'all can really get into me, probably cuss me out or whatever it's gonna be. And then some of y'all might be like, you know what, no, he's right about this. Everybody needs to tone it down a little bit. Alright, it's your boy JT Thompson. I'm out.